welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And lately, I've been having a couple of different guests on that have been talking about food and wine, because it is the time of year to really focus on food and wine. And I'm going to continue that theme this week. My guest is Ross Swayback. And Ross has a terrific website blog that I discovered just a couple of months ago. And I love the tagline on it. It's about elevating the everyday. And what I found there have been some gorgeous recipes. I haven't made anything that he's posted. Ross, I'm announcing that.
You're making me sound like so refined.
Oh, well, you are.
And you're like, but I haven't made anything yet.
No,
it's
but
very funny.
Isn't that what we all do? Like, so much of it is about armchair traveling, armchair cooking. Hey, I've never heard that expression before, armchair cooking. That's what I do. I think a lot of people do that.
Right.
That's why they buy so many cookbooks and everything. Armchair wine drinking and everything. In any event, I would like to welcome Ross Swayback to Travel Fun. Hi, Ross.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's fun to have you here. You're on the phone from the Midwest, and I can tell you've got that Midwestern warmth. And I want to just read what you have on your website blog. It says, I find imperfection charming. The familiar moves me. What I long for isn't far away, nor perfect at all. The simple, everyday things are what I want to have around. Come along and learn to celebrate what we already have and enjoy living your own life. I think that's fantastic. I'm just drawn to your site. And why don't you talk about it? What you share on there in your own words?
Well, you know, I came to all of this very unexpectedly, and I used to work in a field where I was very driven, very always trying to keep up with the Joneses. And when our economy crashed and I was faced, you know, I was turning 40, and which isn't that old, and I was trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life, and I began to have to really assess, you know, what makes me happy, what really at the end of the day gives me peace of mind. And I began to recognize that, you know, buying a newer car or having nicer furniture or having a bigger home or, you know, going on a lavish trip or, you know, having, you know, expensive clothes, none of that was really ever satisfying to me. And, I mean, it's not that it wasn't satisfying, but at the end of the day, I recognized that what I always kept gravitating toward were the things that my grandmother taught me. And it was these kind of basic everyday life skills. It was having my family around, it was spending time with friends, that I always walked away from all of that feeling a sense of gratification and a sense of fulfillment. And so, you know, I started this blog or website, however, you know, anyone wants to call it, and I really wanted to inspire people to stop trying to... And not that I don't want them to look at what I'm doing, but to stop going, I need to create a better recipe, or I have to, you know, layer this dessert with one more, you know, type of flavor, one more type of berry, or I have to plate this beautifully in order for people to really appreciate it or for it to be recognized. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to show people real food. I'm going to show them real crafts. I'm going to show the things that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. We're not going to talk about Martha Stewart's, you know, drabware from the 1800s that cost $20,000. We're going to talk about real things that you can get today that everybody can afford. And I really was hopeful that that would resonate with people. And I'd like to think that it is. I'm fortunate, you know, to have the opportunities that I have now because of the message that I've been, you know, working really hard on trying to convey. And I feel like I'm rambling.
Well, I just love when people talk about how they were able to tap into their passion. Because obviously, I'm sure you've been a good cook your whole life. And for you to start sharing these wonderful recipes and also shopping, suggestions, gardening, lifestyle suggestions. It's funny that you mentioned Martha Stewart, because I'm sure some people have tried to make sort of a connection with you. Are you the Midwestern male version of Martha Stewart?
Well, you know, when I was on TV, when I was first invited to be on WGN out of Chicago, that's what they used to call me. And after the second time, and I just thought the first time it was just kind of a ha-ha, funny. But then the second time I was on, and Dina said, you know, it sees our own Midwest Martha Stewart. And I told her afterwards, I said, as much as that's a compliment, I mean, you have to celebrate the Martha Stewart brand and what it is. But there's also a real disconnect, I think, with that brand and the relatableness of it. There is that aspect of being able to look at the simple everyday things and find value in those. So, yeah.
Before we go any farther, I want to provide your URL, and that's rossswayback.com, and Swayback is SVEBACK. Ross, RossSVEBACK.com. And let's jump right in and talk about a few of the little ways that you feel people can elevate their everyday lives.
Well, here is a perfect example. I had a friend who had been telling me for weeks that he was so excited to go to his parents' cabin for Thanksgiving because his mom was going to make caramel rolls. And it instantly transported me back to when I was young and my grandmother would make caramel rolls. And I remembered how they tasted. But recently, Maker's Mark had sent me a bunch, a little gift package. of some delicious Maker's Mark bourbon. But I was like, a caramel roll is a caramel roll is a caramel roll. And it's not that they're not delicious, and it's not that making them isn't something that should be valued. That's, baking is a life skill that is lost with a lot of people. But I wanted to do something different, which is kind of what I do. I try to take something that you look at every day, and what I call it is remix it. I just want you to look at it in a different way. So I ended up making Maker's Mark pecan rolls. But what I did is I ended up making huge rolls and turning them, you know, from probably about a 4-inch roll into a 9-inch roll. And I baked, a couple of different rolls in these, the round 9-inch cake pans. And so that's kind of one way that I looked at taking something that everybody looks at as just a normal recipe, and then I just elevated it a little by adding Maker's Mark.
Sounds wonderful. And you posted that recipe recently to your website.
I did.
I saw that, and I drooled over that. I also remember a couple of months ago, you had a recipe for sea salt chocolate chip cookies. Boy, doesn't that sound good after a day of skiing?
They were pretty delicious. And you know what's interesting is I found through creating that recipe that actually if you like a chewier cookie, you know, some people like a crisp cookie and some people like a chewier cookie. And by accident, And it was really just kind of about not being able to balance my schedule at that point in time. I had to leave my cookie dough sit in the refrigerator overnight because, again, I had not balanced my time. And come to find out, when I baked those cookies the next day, they turned out to be a chewier cookie. So I learned that by letting your cookie dough sit overnight, you actually can have, as I just said, a chewier cookie. So that was really great. And, I mean, sea salt, everybody's throwing sea salt on everything these days. So it was, it's just a really nice little add-on to that recipe.
Well, indeed, you have a lot of baking recipes on your website. And that's especially fun this time of year. Who doesn't gear mm-hmm. up with the
right.
baking? You currently have one for a honey pound cake.
I have been obsessed with honey lately. And what was my inspiration is I've been trying to create a honey fruit cake.
Honey fruit cake?
Wow. Yes, because it's Christmas and we need to be able to continue that tradition of fruit cake. But nobody wants to eat that fruit cake that we grew up with. At least I don't want to eat that fruit cake. So I've been trying to work on something that, you know, would, again, bring those traditions back or help to continue those traditions is maybe a better way to put it. And but I love the Savannah Bee honey. And as you can tell, I mean, I really love particular products. I'm not trying to sound like an infomercial here. And I had talked about Savannah Bee honey because I had made these honey palmiers. If you love a palmier.
Oh, I do, but it sounds, the idea of making a palmier sounds incredibly complicated to me.
It is not at all, because if you buy frozen puff pastry.
Right. That is the savior, frozen puff pastry.
Totally.
I forgot about that.
Totally. And then you just roll it in cinnamon sugar and roll it up and bake it off. It's that easy.
You know, I call upon that, I think it's actually Pepperidge Farm puff pastry that I
yes.
buy just after Christmas. Since I lived in France for so long, there's a tradition that I really like. It's called Fête des Rois. It's Feast of Kings Day, which I believe is January 6th. And really throughout the whole month of January in France, you have these marvelous puff pastry, almond-filled galette that they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I moved back to the States, of course, I missed that. And
right.
that is a tradition that I have been able to keep up. And it's incredibly easy with the help of frozen puff pastry.
Hooray.
And I do that. Yes, yes. So there's one of my simple ways around the holidays that I elevate traditions in the everyday, I guess, holiday traditions.
What I was just going to ask, when you were in France, did you ever have a financier?
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a good recipe for financier?
Almond, yes. Yes, when you mentioned the galette, I was reminded of the almond financiers, yes.
I am visiting with Ross Swayback. Ross's website blog is rossswayback.com, and Swayback is S-V-E-B-A-C-K. It's a wonderful resource for lots of recipes, entertaining tips, shopping, and we're going to take a short break and be right back and talk about more ways to elevate the everyday. Be right back. welcome back to Travel Fun. I am visiting with Ross Swayback. He's on the phone from the Midwest, and we're just talking about elevating the everyday, and that's the theme of Ross's website blog. And a lot of it is about cooking, entertaining, shopping. And Ross, let's continue with maybe some tips on how to make the holiday season a little bit easier, whether it be in terms of entertaining or anything else you'd like to share.
Well, you know, if there's one thing I would say that is a key to success, at least for me personally, that helps to keep me more calm, is planning. And I know that some of my friends joke around with me saying, you know, when I wake up, I'm already thinking about dinner, and that by the time I'm going to bed, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for breakfast. But it always helps me be prepared. So, you know, when I visit my sister, which I just visited her for Thanksgiving, and, you know, you would be right at lunchtime, and she still hadn't even thought about what she was going to have for lunch, and then I would see how stressed out she would get. And I was trying to explain to her that if you would plan out your meals, if you would have an idea, when you go to the grocery store, you know, and I will completely be honest with you, not that I'm not, but I go to the grocery store. The first thing I do is I grab the coupon book that you get from, you know, here it would be Cub. I don't know what probably your local supermarket is there. Maybe it's Albertsons. I don't know. You know, I grab that shopper coupon, and I look at what they have on sale, and I base what I'm going to make that week, and it generally ends up lasting me almost 2 weeks, off of what is on sale. So not only, of course, am I being thrifty, you know, or wise with how I'm spending my money, but I'm also helping to prepare myself so I know what I'm going to be making, which I think is what stresses most people out, is not knowing what to make, which then brings itself into, you know, why I try to post recipes that bear in mind that people don't know what they're going to make when they're driving home from work or have no clue what they're going to make for Thanksgiving. And so I'm trying to show them easier ways. I think the word quick gets thrown out a lot, but easier ways to get from point A to point B and make it be delicious and also make it something that your kids are going to want to eat. You know, I'm a parent. And, you know, I certainly don't want to spend 8 hours making a meal, although sometimes I do enjoy doing that.
Okay, well, that's a great tip. And certainly in an effort to economize, it does make an awful lot of sense to plan ahead and know what you're buying and kind of plan around the bargains. What's another kind of simple, entertaining tip that you would recommend?
I would have to say that, you know, we talked about this in the last segment, and I got to tell you, puff pastry, I cannot say enough about how you can utilize an already, you know, prepared product. Even, you know, some people would say it's heresy for me to say that I would ever use prepared pie crust. But you can easily use things of that nature in order to make entertaining easier. Don't think that you have to make absolutely everything from scratch in order to have that meal have value. Because the value is in the effort that you're putting into it. It's not in the end result, even if it doesn't turn out, because sometimes I make things and they don't turn out. That happens with everyone. So I would say utilize, you know, prepared products when you need to. I personally only make chicken stock when I have to. It's just so the prepared chicken stock that you can buy in the store now, or vegetable stock, is of such great quality that to spend that time, the 8 hours, if you're going to make it the traditional way, really it's just not conducive to most people's schedules. So
I agree, and I think those are excellent tips. And I've actually found that the frozen pie crusts are actually pretty tasty. So
they're perfect. They work perfect.
They're fine.
Yep.
May I share one of my little tips for elevating the everyday?
You most certainly can.
And this is, you know, comes from my time in France, and this is something that is part of my daily life living alone. And I use trays a lot. I
mm-hmm.
use trays. I'm always kind of ferrying things around on my trays. And not only is it easy, it makes you don't have to juggle, you know, a plate and a wine glass, bottle, wine, whatever. But it just makes things automatically feel more elegant. So
mm-hmm.
that's one of my little tips for elevating the everyday. Ross, let's talk about shopping, because you have a marvelous tabletop collection that you feature on your website blog.
Thank you.
Would you describe that?
It's called faux bois, which means false wood in French. Sure you know that. And I have collected faux bois for years, and it is really almost an underground type of collecting that people do where things mimic the look of wood but actually aren't. And so a couple years back, I happenstanced upon a family-run pottery in England that had an antique pattern from the 1800s that they had used once. They thought it was just, you know, the most horrific thing. It never sold. And so I worked with them for a little bit over a year on reintroducing the pattern, and now it is carried in many stores across, it's on my website, and then many stores across the country, including Bergdorf's, which is a huge honor. And but to me, what I love about the collection is that it can be casual, it can be upscale. I don't have to have one set of dinnerware for breakfast and one set of dinnerware, you know, for Christmas dinner. All I needed is that one set of dinnerware.
It sounds like the perfect dinnerware for the mountains.
You know, I just had someone tell me that. They contacted me. They have a home in Aspen, actually, and ordered it for their mountain home. So, yeah.
And you feature that at rosswayback.com.
I do.
And you have a few other products that you feature, some handmade soaps.
Yes, I created a soap collection because I was trying to find a handmade soap that didn't look, you know, most, to me, luxury soaps are milled so much that they don't have any character to them. And I wanted something that, again, could represent the beauty of what our hands can make. Like, we've so lost that. Like the dinnerware, I'm just going to jump back to that a second, that it takes 12 people to make one piece of my dinnerware. That is something to be celebrated. And so I wanted to have soap that actually you could tell was made by hand. And so I've got 16 different blends of soap, and there's several stores. There's nowhere close to you, unfortunately, but it is carried on my website. But, you know, you've got scents like frankincense and myrrh and Russian fir. And there's poppy seeds in one of the soaps, and lavender and lemon verbena and blue vervain. And so, but again, all of those soaps, when you get them, you can see that it's something that is handmade, and people that appreciate a handmade product really enjoy the soaps, and they say they love how they smell too, so that's kind of nice.
I think you're a lot like me in that the what surrounds you every day, whether it's dinnerware, soap, you want something that is going to stir an emotion within you, the beauty of it.
Yep, yep, exactly. But what I hear from people is that what they love is that I create something for me, and they feel like I'm sharing my life with them. And it's so interesting the first time I heard that, because I thought it's an honor for me to have someone invite me into their home, because that's how I feel when someone buys a bar of the soap or someone has a piece of my dinnerware in their home. It's like a part of me lives with them, and that's a huge honor because, you know, our lives are special. And to be able to have someone include you in their world is just, that means a lot to me.
And once again, the website blog is rosswayback.com. Ross, what do you think some of the highlights of the holiday season are going to be for you?
I would say I'm very much looking forward to being in Chicago for New Year's. That's going to be a big thing for me. And I'm looking forward to spending Christmas with my family. My daughter is going to be in town. And so she lives with me, but she's normally with her mother sometimes for Christmas. So my sister's kids are getting older, and so the holidays just, to me, are meaning so much more because we're all able to connect, and it's not so much about toys, if you know what I mean, with little kids.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what I would say.
And in terms of sharing your savoir-faire with people, what's on your agenda?
Well, I am, if there's a couple things I totally look forward to for the holidays, is one, Christmas Eve, I started a tradition many years ago, which I'm sure you have a fantastic recipe for this, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on Christmas Eve with dinner. I just want us to really begin to connect with each other, because that's when we open presents, is on Christmas Eve in my family. So I always make a big batch of beef bourguignon.
Oh, great.
And then I have a big batch of homemade eggnog with, Maker's Mark and Mount Gay rum in it. And those are the two things that for me, well, and mulled cider, of course, as well. Those are the two things that really bring me comfort at Christmas.
And do you have the recipe for your beef bourguignon on your website?
I do.
Okay, great. Well, I have been visiting with Ross Swayback, and that website blog is rosswayback.com. Ross, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, what I'd like to add is that, and I hope this doesn't sound corny, but I appreciate you visiting my website and finding inspiration in the things that inspire me.
And that prompted me to coin a phrase that I've never heard before. Maybe it's out there. What did I call it? Armchair cooking?
Yes. I always tell people, I'm like, you know what? 90% of everybody that probably visits my website, you know, has the greatest of intentions of making something. And that, to me, means more than I'm actually making it. So,
yes. I mean, it's a form of relaxation, and you can almost taste it in your mouth. You know,
right.
I have savored those sea salt chocolate chip cookies.
Well, I will have to make you some and send some.
Okay. Well, Ross, happy holidays. Continue to elevate the everyday for all of us in your delightful manner. And I am going to be posting this interview as a podcast on my blog, which is bonjourcolorado.com. Ross, thanks again for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Fly with me, float down to Peru.